The market got the news of the president-elect's $2 trillion stimulus package, but hasn't done much with it yet, just probably wanting to get more details before jumping to any conclusions. If confirmed, it is possible we will see a continuation of the prevailing trends of higher stocks and a lower U.S. dollar, more money for investors to feel good about, and more money printed that makes the U.S. dollar look less attractive. Over in the Eurozone, things have been less encouraging after German growth data came in below forecast. And between this and the latest political drama in Italy, it doesn't come as a surprise to see the euro relatively underperforming of late. Coronavirus updates will continue to be a big focus for markets. And as far as the remainder of the day goes, beyond what's already been flagged, the market will be digesting the ECB minutes, US initial jobless claims, and another batch of Fed speak, including an appearance from Fed Powell. That's all for now.